Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, a quick programming reminder for today. It's not a normal day because it is game day. Just here we go. It's early break with me and Sip, 6 to 8. We're done at 8 o'clock.
This is fun. I'm glad we did this, Jake.
After us, though, is not going to be Happer and Schaefer. It's going to be Tom and Bach, who are already here. They're prepping for their show.
They're prepping in the same room.
Yes.
You it's like very it. Cute.
It works for him.
Would we do that? I don't think we would
no,
do that.
I wouldn't be in the same office as you.
Why? Why is that?
You start pestering me or something like that.
I don't think we'd get a lot of work done.
Say, Jake, just do a push-up contest or something. No, we got to work. No, do a push-up. Okay, so Tom and Bach, 8 to 10, a special edition today. They're going to have Evan Bland and Travis Justice on today for their program.
Man!
Big show there, yeah. Travis Justice covers both Iowa and Nebraska, so that's a good guest there. And 10 to 12:30, we'll be live at Tipsy Tina's Taco Cantina in the Haymarket, 8th and Q. Stop by for that. Some tacos, breakfast tacos, lunch tacos as well. We'll be there.
Sounds good.
From 10 to 12:30. Husker After Party with Happer and Bach will be here right around 4 o'clock. And then DP and myself will be at Tanner's 30th and Yankee Hill from about 5:30 to 7 for ticket postgame. And that will wrap up the Nebraska football season.
That.
I think it's hard. It's
oh, you
it's
had hit, to
it's going
to
hit you right as you go in the stadium. Like, well, this is the last time this year. This is it. Like, there's no bowl trip. There's no more. This is the last game.
Isn't it odd? I mean, did you find it odd what I said a little bit that I have thoroughly? Can I say this? I have thoroughly enjoyed this season. Now, what does that mean? What is that? Why? It's been fascinating. That's why. I mean, I've never had trouble coming up with things to write about. It's interesting.
No, you sure haven't.
I mean, yeah.
It's the team didn't give up. They never quit.
And what I wrote in my, I don't know, all the days running, maybe my Friday column was this. If you're interested in the story, doesn't that basically mean that you have some level of belief that Frost can get this going? I would say it does. If you're interested in the story, like I am, fascinated, would I be fascinated if I thought this was a waste of time? No. I'm fascinated. I have to listen to myself sometimes. I'm fascinated in the story. I've enjoyed the season probably because I think that he could make this work. Right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Would I be fascinated in the story and would I have enjoyed this season if I thought this was a waste of time like I thought 2017 was a waste of time? I thought I was wasting my time.
That was a waste of everyone's time. Yeah. That season sucked.
I thought 2017 horrible. Was an utter waste of time. Going to Penn State and watching Penn State win 56-44 was a waste of everyone's time. Right?
Watching Iowa beat Nebraska 56-14. Watching Demaryius Croft at Minnesota run all over Nebraska's defense as a very average quarterback.
Those were wastes of time. This season has not been a waste of time. Now,
they've kept interesting despite not winning.
Yeah. Now, college football play.
I want to ask you a question right now. Okay, so today, Sip, in college football, you have about 15 games.
Okay.
The cheapest ticket to any of these games is $4.
Okay. Okay.
You want to guess where this is at?
I don't know the game schedules. Go.
I'll just tell you.
Yeah, just tell me.
The cheapest ticket today in all of the 15 games or so in college football.
Okay.
And this is with the likes of like home, like with South Alabama hosting a game, UCF. The cheapest is in Austin, Texas. You can get a ticket for K-State, Texas today for $4. That is the cheapest. Here's teams hosting games today that have more expensive tickets than Texas does. San Diego State, Central Michigan has $11 is the cheapest ticket. Bowling Green is at $5, $1 more than Texas. New Mexico, $17. Nebraska, $103 right now is the cheapest ticket, according to Ticketmaster. UAB, East Carolina, Arkansas, South Alabama, Air Force. All these teams have more expensive tickets today than Texas. $4 you can get into that game
for. How many straight games has Texas lost?
I think it's six now.
Yeah, it's hey,
yikes,
and that's a huge state.
Yikes,
too. That's 90,000.
I don't
plus.
Care. That's a big yikes.
Oh, it is a big yikes.
You tell me that South Alabama selling tickets for more
no,
than
it
you
is
are
a big
right
yikes.
Now?
It is a big yikes. Texas should win that game. By the way,
let's see. You think they're favored or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I bet Texas is. Texas is a 3-point favorite.
You are on the dot.
3-point favorite.
Yes, they are 4-7. K-State 7-4.
Yeah, they should win that game. yeah. Do you ever think about it? I know I repeat myself on this, but I think it's a point worth hammering home constantly. If it can go bad in Austin, Texas, if it can go bad in Gainesville, Florida, if it can go bad in Los Angeles, then of course it can go bad in Lincoln.
Well, it has.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course it can.
Missed 5 straight bowl games.
Yeah. And it's scary. Because Texas has had a protracted period of struggle, right?
This is not.
They don't want it. What have they won lately?
They won a bowl game against Georgia a couple years ago, and they thought they were back, but they really weren't.
Yeah, it was a Sugar Bowl.
But that's it.
And they haven't won a championship.
Before that, they were bad for a while, and they've been bad since then.
When's the last time they've won a Big 12 championship?
It's been a long time. Well, Oklahoma's won a bunch in a row now.
Right. If it can go bad in Gainesville, Florida, if Mullen can let that program... If he can give up 50 what to Samford.
52.
52 to Samford. Come on. It's tough. This stuff's tough. College football playoff.
Yeah, I'm curious. So Cincinnati right now, if the season ended today, would be in the playoff. They are number 4 in the most recent standings. Of the poll.
Undefeated.
Yeah, undefeated. Cincinnati, who, by the way, plays today. They play on the road at East Carolina at 2:30 on ABC. You can watch them if you'd like after the Nebraska game. 2:30 okay. ABC, yeah. Cincinnati, East Carolina. Are you with all the carnage that we've seen? So Oregon got blasted by Utah last week. You've seen a lot of teams get beat up. And if Michigan loses today, the Michigan's out of the race there too. So you don't have that team to worry about. Are you at this point rooting for them to make the playoff, or do you have any thoughts on it at all?
Yeah, I have a very strong opinion on this.
Oh, boy. I'm curious.
All I want to see is Ohio State and Georgia in the final. I don't care about Cincinnati. I really don't care about Bama. I'd kind of be intrigued if someone else snuck in there, like Oklahoma State, which is 7. I don't know how Michigan's going to do it. They're 5 right now in the college football playoff rankings.
Well, if they beat Ohio State, they're going to.
Yeah, but what I'm telling you is they're not going to beat Ohio State.
No.
So and I don't want them to beat Ohio State.
Well, they're out then. They're not going to the
playoff. I don't want Michigan to beat Ohio State because I want Ohio State, Georgia to play for it all because what? Wow. Ohio State's number 1 offense against Georgia's number 1 defense. Now, do you think that would be a – do you think that would – you've been very critical of these championship game matchups.
I have?
But yes, you have. I'm sick of Alabama. I got Alabama hangover.
I'm
Jake Sorensen talking right
now. That's right.
I'm sick of Clemson. I got Clemson hangover. Well, how about Ohio State and Georgia for all the
That'd
moments?
Be awesome. That'd
yes.
be great.
I think that'd be a ratings bonanza.
They have those teams have both been very good, but and Ohio State has won the championship. Georgia has not for a long time.
That seems like it's a ratings bonanza.
I think that'd be a great game. That'd be a fun game for people to watch. There's no fatigue. I mean, those teams have been very good for a long time, but not consistently winning championships. Ohio State was in it last year.
Right.
Got blasted by
smoked.
Bama.
Right.
And Georgia, we're all curious about. Can they finally get that title they've been looking for forever?
Right. So So I want whatever happens, I want Ohio State to win today and then beat a mediocre West Division first place finisher and get to the championship game.
What you're looking at right now is Georgia versus Cincinnati being like a 16-point favorite in that game. And then and the problem is
Ohio State's got to get through Alabama.
Yeah, you got to beat Bama. Yeah. You got to beat Bama.
Yeah.
That will not be easy. No. I saw the line projected would be 3.5 favorite of Ohio
so
State.
So think about it. What if it's Alabama, Georgia in the
seen that story before, and right. It's the same conference.
Right.
We don't need that.
See the difference?
I see the difference.
For the good of college football, Ohio State needs to win too. Beat Michigan and win the Big 12 championship. For the good of college
Alabama
football.
Plays Auburn tomorrow. You need a miracle there.
No. Hold on. That's tough. Alabama's not
You want to guess
good.
The spread there?
Alabama, Auburn. Alabama's probably
I don't even see a spread
7.5.
I don't see a spread yet. Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'll say 7.5.
You want to try again?
Is it bigger? 11.5? 11.5?
Keep going.
You're kidding me. 14.
Alabama is a 20-point favorite at Auburn tomorrow. Oh. Auburn's 6-5, Sip. Auburn is 6-5. That team has lost 3 straight games to Texas A&M by 17, Mississippi State by 9, and they lost to South Carolina by 4.
That's bad.
They're 6-5 right now.
I just want – I can I say this? Right now, I'm a big Buckeye fan. I'm a big Buckeye fan. And I will be openly cheering for them tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Well, you have a lot of people in the nation that are also Bearcats fans. They want the group of five to get their chance. This is the year. I mean, Notre Dame is the team right behind them, and they beat them. Cincinnati beat Notre Dame.
You know what I like? Blue Bloods. I don't need that Cincinnati team in there. That's fine if they make it. It's a good little story, but – if they play, as it's set up right now, if they play Georgia, I imagine they'll get jackhammered.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, I do.
Jackhammer.
Okay, I'm going to play a quick game before we get to the game show. I'm going to have you pick 3 different spreads here, okay?
Yeah, I failed miserably
you did
on
fail.
My first try.
All right,
miserably.
This one's fun to me. I'm going to lay it out to you. All right, tomorrow, the number one Georgia Bulldogs at 11-0 play the 3-8 Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in Atlanta.
Okay.
Would you like to guess the spread?
The spread,
this game?
I guess.
I'll tell you first. The over-under is 54.5.
So it's a big spread. I'll say 28.5.
35.
Okay.
35. You believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of do. 35.
Did you see the spread yet for Michigan, Ohio State? Do you know what that one is? Let's pull up.
I have not
let's
seen
guess it.
It. Yeah.
Okay. What
Ohio
should it
State's
be at least?
Probably, if I was setting it, I'd set it Ohio State.
This is in Michigan, by the way.
I'd set it Ohio State by 6. 6.
8.
Okay. 8.
In Ann Arbor.
Okay.
Ohio State's an 8-point favorite tomorrow.
Okay. I'm not predicting. I'm trying to predict a number that will draw money on both sides.
Okay. But what should that spread be in general?
To get money on both sides, 6. But it's 8, so I was close on that one. What's the third one you got for me?
I'm curious. Your thoughts on here we go. Number 10 Oklahoma versus number 7 Oklahoma State. This is in Stillwater.
Okay.
6:30 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm trying to track money on both sides. I'm making Oklahoma State a 4-point favorite.
You are on the dot. It's been a couple of times. You got that right for Texas, Kansas State. Yeah. You got it right there. Oklahoma State is indeed a four-point favorite against Oklahoma.
Okay, so it wasn't a miserable failure except for on Alabama-Auburn. I thought Auburn was a little bit better.
Auburn 6-5, riding a three-game losing streak right now.
Yeah, Alabama's not hasn't been that impressive, though.
They haven't. They beat Arkansas by 7.
Yeah. I mean, I'd watch that game. In fact, I'd watch that Alabama-Auburn game. In fact, what is that spread again?
20.
Oh, come on.
Bama's a 20-point favorite against
Auburn
in Auburn.
Aren't you taking Auburn in that game?
I don't know. I think Auburn sucks. I think Bama's very mediocre for their standards,
saying,
and they're still really good.
Alabama to win, not to cover, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Alabama to win, not to cover 20.
Probably it's a fair one. I mean, they're in the playoff right now. They're not trying to impress anybody and say, we got to win big to get to the playoff. They're in the playoff as we stand right now. So we shall see. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, we're not doing Film Friday, but we are doing, I know we hate to do this because we don't like Iowa, but some famous Iowans. Do you know these answers? Who are these famous Iowans as the Hawkeyes come to town today for a 12:30 kick against Nebraska? 402-464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Don't be shy. We have a line open for you. 402-464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Sponsored by Bagels and Joe. We got, by the way, their coffee has been great this morning for us. Thank you, Bagels
yeah,
and
thank
Joe.
You.
Shout
Get
out
me
for
through
helping
the morning.
Us the post-Thanksgiving.
People will call. It, I mean, we're in a situation where it was Thanksgiving yesterday. A lot of people are not working
people
today.
People are hungover today.
Is this? You got to help me with the world.
Yeah.
Is this a non-work day for a lot of people?
Yes.
But there are people working.
Retail is a work day for sure.
Well,
this is Black Friday shopping.
Hospital workers are working. Yep. I mean, the Casey's and stores
oh,
like
yeah.
that
yeah,
are
they're
open.
Yeah, those are open. Like, our office is not open for general. We're open just for the tailgate
but
shows.
But you know fast food is open.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's people working. There's a caller.
Yes.
Let's see. Who
we don't have Harrison, so who do we have here? You're on early break. Who do we have?
Ryan.
Ryan. Okay, Ryan, thank you for calling in. How do you feel about famous Iowans?
Okay, I guess.
All right, Sip, how do you feel on this, by the
Pretty
way?
Pretty interested, really
All right.
interested.
All right, Ryan, know. Appreciate you calling. Thanks for calling in. Here's your first question in Shut Up, Sipple. What famous actor who starred in The Butterfly Effect and in That 70s Show is from Iowa?
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher is correct. Would you have had that? Sir?
Yes, I absolutely would have had it, but the thought occurs to me that might be the only one I get, and there
well,
it
we'll
goes.
See about
and there
that.
It goes. All right.
This, you might get this one, Sip. This is right to you because you're a writer. What longtime American Advice columnist and eventual nationwide media celebrity had her Advice column run for 47 years and is from Iowa?
Oh, that would be... Advice columnist.
She was in newspapers for 47 years. Reached
that,
90 million people.
Is it like, can I just say one name? Helen?
No, it's not Helen.
It's not Helen?
Ryan, do you want that question or not?
I'll pass.
I'm shocked you get it. Ann Landers.
Oh!
That's
yeah.
Dang
yeah.
it. That's
yeah, I'm surprised you didn't get that.
I made this tougher than
yeah.
it was. Yeah.
This is for the win for Ryan. Ryan, your last question up 1-0. What famous actor from Iowa played Frodo Baggins in the Lord of the Rings movies?
Ooh. That's a good sound.
I can tell you this right now. Sip does not know this one.
Jeez.
No, I know he does know that one.
Oh,
but neither do I, so off the path.
Take
right. I have no guess.
All right, okay.
Jake, I have no guess.
That's fine. I'll give you the horns.
I know it.
No, you don't.
You're
don't
right.
Lie to the people.
You're right. I don't know.
No earthly clue.
Well, how do you know I don't know?
You haven't watched any of that stuff.
I don't. I didn't.
Let's see if you heard this name before.
Okay.
You ever heard of Elijah Wood? Heard that name?
Elijah Wood. Yeah. I thought he played guard for Nebraska a couple of years ago.
That was a... they had a guy. What was that guy's name?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Whatever.
No, it was not that.
Whatever.
Okay. You're down 1-0. This is for the tie. Your last question to force the tiebreaker. The head coach of the Toronto Raptors is from Carroll, Iowa. Who is that coach?
Okay. He wears glasses, horn rims. Jake. You know he wears horn rim glasses.
I don't care what he wears. I care what his name.
No pressure, Skip. No pressure.
Oh, don't do this to me. Oh, God. Give me a hint.
You got five? No, I gave you the hint. He's from Carroll, Iowa. The head coach of the Raptors is all you get. 5 seconds.
Oh, this is killing me because I can see him.
Four.
He has an NBA title ring.
Three. Two.
Hold on. I'm going to get it.
One.
I don't got it. What's his name?
Nick Nurse is his name.
I don't think I would have got
that.
I don't think I would have got that by noon.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Ryan, congrats. Good job, Bagos. Thanks for calling in and call in down the road.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, guys, and go Big Red. Go
All right. There you go. Yeah, big game today.
Stuff there.
12:30 kickoff.
That's no way to end a week there, Sip. That's no way to
end
a week.
But what was I this week?
I think you're either 2-2 or 3-1.
Yeah.
You were for sure not below 500 because
right.
You went 2-0 the first 2 days.
Right.
I forgive you won or lost
I forgot
Wednesday.
To.
But you did not go below 500.
Right. I'll change the board. Harrison will be back Monday.
Yes. And we'll make sure he's informed.
Today's Friday. Doesn't
it is.
Feel weird?
Yeah, we get the weekend tomorrow. We got football today. We get to watch NFL Sunday, and we got to watch a full slate of games tomorrow. Knowing our season is over.
Last game today.
That's
Enjoy
right.
it. Enjoy it.
We will bring in Tom and Bach, not Happer and Shaver, but Tom and Bach for the spillover next on Early Break in the Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.